Oh, yeah, it's a very good morning. 26 minutes to the top of the hour. Well, you're listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show. And this is where the nation's biggest conversations begin every morning. My name is Irene Lasso. Now, the latest integrated food security phase classification has been released. The results show that 57% of the population will be acutely food insecure through the 2025 lean season. Now, to help us discuss the IPC results and the food security situation in the country, we are now joined by Mary Ellen Magoti, the country director and representative for the United Nations World Food Program, WFP, in South Sudan. Good morning, Ellen. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Now, yesterday you joined the Minister of Agriculture and Food Security, Honorable Josephine Lago, in releasing the IPC results. Just briefly explain to our listeners what IPC is and why is it important?
Yeah, the IPC, the Integrated Phase Classification, it's a multi-partner initiative we conducted with in collaboration with the Ministry of Agriculture and Food Security, our colleagues at FAO, at UNICEF, and a large number of NGOs. And basically what it is, it's an annual assessment that looks at the severity and the magnitude of food insecurity and malnutrition across the country. So, for example, this year we surveyed over 8,600 households across the country. So it's present in all the states across the country.
Right.
What it does, it's an important exercise because it informs policymakers, humanitarian organizations, and the government in order to be able to respond to the humanitarian situation, but also to look at where critical investments are required to be able to address food insecurity and malnutrition.
Right. And how do you get to these figures? How do you get to determine the severity of the issue?
Well, what they do is, you have the food security and nutrition monitoring assessment, which surveys households and goes through a whole set of criteria around food availability, food consumption, incomes, and nutrition. And that's all brought together in a huge data analysis exercise, which takes, I think, it's about 2 weeks with over 100 trained data analysts involved in the exercise, and putting that together with a range of other different criteria and factors, they build up the IPC.
Right. So which parts of the country are greatly affected?
Yeah, what we're seeing this year, the numbers again this year are staggering, particularly for the lean season, which is a time when households are really, the harvest is gone and they have limited to eat. And, so we're looking at, as you said, over 57% of the population in the lean season. The malnutrition situation has sadly also deteriorated. Where we're seeing is, rough seeing in places around Unity, Jonglei, Northern Barkazal, one of the big impacts that we have seen this year is the high food prices and the impact of the war in Sudan. One of the most hardest hit populations are those people that are fleeing the war in Sudan and moving back to the communities, the returnees. We've also seen where, there have been outbreaks of violence as well. That displacement and that destruction of assets is also driving food insecurity.
Right. And what needs to be done, since you've mentioned some of the key drivers being the war in Sudan and also insecurity in most parts of the area? And I'm sure the floods are also exacerbating the situation. So what needs to be done urgently to save the situation?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, you have the floods, you have the economic crisis, the protracted humanitarian crisis. What needs to be done? We need the continued humanitarian response in areas that are hardest hit, where you have over 50% of the population highly food insecure. But also there's many opportunities in areas as well. It was so good to hear the minister, her honourable minister yesterday, outlining some of the investments in agriculture as well, because there are parts of the country, and many parts of the country, where there is opportunities, where you have stability, where you can, drive up the agriculture production. There's huge potential in South Sudan for agriculture production. On the nutrition side, we do need that multi-sector response. It's not just, some of the malnutrition is not just about access to food. It's also about water, sanitation, and health. So that multi-sector approach as well.
Right. Now, how is WFP preparing to respond? Because as we see, I mean, needs are increasing.
Yeah, I mean, what we will be doing now, based on the data that's come out, we will be prioritizing our response in the areas that are hardest hit, you know, going in with the quality, you know, food assistance and nutrition. But we are also working with UNICEF as well around, you know, rolling out, you know, a broader nutrition prevention, which when we all know prevention is better than cure.
Mm-hmm.
But also we want to continue. I mean, we have some very exciting programs around resilience that looking at climate adaptation. We want to continue with those programs and also programs around, you know, working with smallholder farmers to have them selling food to WFP. I mean, these are farmers that a number of years ago were waiting on WFP trucks to bring them food assistance, and today now we're buying from those farmers. So it's really a two-track approach, you know, where we need the fully fledged humanitarian assistance to push on with that, but also to work on with the, you know, the Ministry of Agriculture and other ministries and other agencies to really build in resilience, roll out social protection and really unlock the potential in South Sudan.
Right. Melly Ellen, thank you so much for making our time to speak to us. Yes. What are your final remarks or your final word?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, we are committed, I mean, as World Food Programme, you know, I mean, again, to be able to make sure that we can pull people back from the brink. But it really is those investments in the longer term that are required, you know, investments in agriculture, social protection and resilience to be able to unlock the potential in South Sudan and to be able to come off this peak of humanitarian needs. And of course, also the situation next door in Sudan, you know, you know, peace is really one of the key requirements to be able to address food insecurity.
Right. Ellen, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Right. And Mary Ellen, McGroaty is a country director and representative for the United Nations World Food Programme here in South Sudan, bringing us to speed on this very development where numbers are staggering. About 57% of the population will be acutely food insecure through the 2025 lean season.